Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and that judgment and where everything goes from here. We're going to talk about what the judgment is, where it goes from here, what it means for Trump's future campaign. And I'm going to read something from the judge that I think is incredibly important, especially if you are a supporter of Trump's. If you support Trump, you're going to get one of those fundraising messages. I think you need to hear this. Okay, so where does it start? The judgment itself, right? For those people who don't know, $350 million, more than. That's the judgment. A 3-year ban on being an officer or director in any legal entity in New York, and the finances will fall under the purview of an independent monitor. Almost everything that the Attorney General asked for. not quite everything, but almost. So, this is something that the judge said that I think is incredibly important. Defendants did not commit murder or arson. They did not rob a bank at gunpoint. Donald Trump is not Bernard Madoff, yet defendants are incapable of admitting the error of their ways. Goes on. Defendants' refusal to admit error, indeed to continue it, according to the Independent Monitor, constrains this court to conclude that they will engage in it going forward unless judicially restrained. Now, when I read it, I read what I just said aloud, but I hear something else. I hear the judge saying, if they had just walked in here and said, our bad, judge, we didn't know, we'll stop, it probably would have been a $10 million fine and probably would have come under an independent monitor. That's what it seems like. It seems like Trump going out and saying, I did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. It was perfect. Everything was fine. My way of reading this, and I could be wrong. This is my personal impression. The penalties were substantially increased because of that. So, I think that's something worth acknowledging as you read a fundraising email that will no doubt attack the judge and say that he did nothing wrong. Okay, so where does it go from here? Trump can appeal. There's going to be issues with that because of the inability to do business in New York. Of course, the Trump legal team is acting very defiant. They're acting like they won in a weird way, kind of. They're acknowledging the loss, but still saying that they know they're going to prevail in the end. Okay, so what does it mean for Trump's campaign? This, on top of another, 80-plus million-dollar loss, So we're talking about more than $400 million at that point. I think it's probably going to start to shake Trump even more. We've talked about it before. He is becoming more and more erratic as time goes on. The stress and the pressure is getting to him. He's starting to Nicky Nancy his way through a whole lot of things. He is not capable of putting on the performances that he once was. He's mumbling. He's not coherent. And it's the pressure. Now, I would imagine that after the E. Jean Carroll case and now this one, no matter what he puts to the public, no matter his public face, he has to start worrying about those criminal cases. Because the same people that told him, oh, you're going to be fine with these that he lost, they're probably telling him the same thing about those criminal cases. The pressure is going to build. And honestly, I don't think Trump's up to it. I think he is going to become more and more erratic to the point where he starts blaming those people closest to him. Starts pointing the finger at anybody but himself. And I know that that's been common practice for a really long time, but I'm talking about to a much more pronounced degree. He might even start, you know, ordering people to take care of things that he fired in the past. Picture him screaming, room full of people, blaming people who aren't there anymore. This is the beginning of his downfall. I feel like if he continues to be in the public the way he has been, it's going to come through. Now, the alternative to this is that he becomes more private. I don't think that's going to be the case, but it's something that could happen. And it's also possible that I'm totally wrong. And he, being the brilliant business tycoon that he is, he's going to be able to handle this pressure with no issues. But I feel like this is going to start to weigh pretty heavily on him. And he's probably going to start to show it. And those people who will bear the brunt of his attacks, oh, they're not going to be the Democratic Party. It's going to be Republicans who he feels let him down, who he feels didn't use all of their power to save him. And eventually, I feel like he's going to turn on his base, those people who didn't give him enough money. They will eventually be to blame too. Again, it's all my opinion. But that's where I see this heading. He is racking up loss after loss after loss. And he knows it. And he knows that it's all very public. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.